Go for it.
Welcome back. Good job, Aaron, to another episode of Good Influences.
I like that. I like it a lot. We were just talking about who we think would be the better singer. And do you know, do you think you'd be a, for men, it's bass or
bass that's pronounced.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Bass? Slapping the bass.
Bass or tenor? Bass and tenor.
Bass pro
women
shop.
Are alto soprano, right? But I don't know the difference between alto and soprano.
Which one's the highest one? Soprano?
Well, soprano's the Italian one.
Yeah, I love that show.
They're
I
all Italian. Say alto is right. Higher. Like altitude, it's higher.
And I don't know
soprano.
If that's...
No, soprano is the highest.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I was just going off... some
I
etymology.
Think it's alto soprano.
Alto soprano. Okay.
Tenor is like the main
Let
normal.
Tenor is like higher than bass. It's like
tenure?
You're a tenor for
tenor.
Tenor. T-E-N-O-R.
No, I know. Teener. I feel like, can you sing?
No, I can't.
Really?
I can character sing. Like if I was in a musical and you, and like I played Bud Frump.
If you were in a
musical. I played Bud Frump in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And
so
I'm like the boss's nephew. And I'm like, I'll play it the company way. Whatever my uncle thinks, I think so too.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, it sounds good. I feel like I can do the same thing with like, I don't know, like a Disney or something.
Okay.
Like I'm not going to do it, but
do you think
I feel like I could if I'd really tried.
So you listen to a lot of Taylor Swift. If you could sing Taylor Swift songs, could you like sing like Taylor?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like in the same
like
note, or would you go lower? Would you be like,
I feel like,
whatever.
Would you harmonize?
Like.
Yeah, I think I'd harmonize like mostly. I feel like I feel like her range is like the close, maybe, to like my talking voice.
I think so. I can see what you're saying.
I feel like I could sing like So Long London because it's kind of talky, you know?
Oh,
so long.
I have all of the things.
Oh, in order?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Bass, tenor, alto, soprano.
That's what
correct, but
saying.
There's some in between.
Oh.
Oh.
So, okay, this one is all the way at the bottom. It's called a counter tenor.
Okay, now we're talking like
music school nerd.
Like this yes. is.
Well, it says a male voice that can sing in the alto or even soprano range. So he's like, whatever. But
fluid.
Bass is lowest male voice.
The bass.
Baritone, a male voice type
baritone.
With range
baritone.
Between
baritone.
Tenor and bass.
Oh,
then
baby.
Tenor, a high male voice type. Alto, a low female voice type, mezzo soprano, a female voice type with a range between soprano and
like
alto.
Mezzo soprano.
And then,
yeah. That's mezzo soprano. Okay.
Not to be confused.
Her child. And then soprano, the highest female voice type. Soprano? Soprano. How are we saying it on this?
Well, you guys would say soprano because you say Mario. But it's soprano like Mario, so go fuck yourself.
Soprano.
Yeah, you got a stupid point. Like a good stupid point.
Yeah, the Sopranos.
Super Mario, exactly the same.
I say the Sopranos, I think.
And you say Super...
Mario.
There we go.
But doesn't the general public say Mario?
They do.
I think when I was in high school choir, I was a soprano.
You were in high school choir?
Yeah, or maybe not high school. No, like middle school.
Okay.
Middle school.
See, I told you she can
now,
sing.
Do you
yeah,
think,
but like everyone had to do it.
Okay, so you can sing.
No.
Maybe.
Because you just do, it's like,
well,
you can get high.
By joining choir, you become a better singer?
100%.
Yeah.
Because your teacher is like, Matt, no. step aside.
What happens
I don't
if
know,
you're
there's
a,
so many of you.
A bad singer? Do you get kicked out?
Executed.
Of like,
executed in the gym.
I think if you're a bad singer, you just know you should be in band.
They're like, let's
like
just
we
go
had
quiet.
The option, I think, of either doing choir or band.
Yeah, just lip, you know.
Lip sync
for.
It was always so weird when like they'd have the solo and that person like wouldn't be great.
Oh my God, so awkward.
And then you're like, oh,
well, I think they would sound good in rehearsals. And then when the recital would come, something just got a little nervous.
Yeah, it would truly be one of those things where I'm like, am I... hearing things differently than everyone else.
Do you sing though in the car when you're driving?
Oh yeah.
Like you'll sing
yeah.
along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
think you're nailing it?
I can't tell, honestly.
No.
I don't know.
Definitely not.
Sometimes I'll record myself to see if it sounds good.
And?
Sometimes genuinely I can like, it sounds like I'm the person singing.
Wow.
I think I can imitate a little bit, but if it's just me singing out of nowhere, I feel like it would sound terrible. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
If I was singing along to something, I think I can like sound pretty okay.
But if we just listen to the raw audio of Carly, we'd be
bad.
Like, ugh.
I'm always fascinated by a cappella groups. Like people who are good singers, like, let's get together and you do the bump, bump, bump.
It's like, how do you even figure out how to make all those sounds sound like?
I think someone knows who's the tenor, who's the alto, and then you get the rhythm and then all that's harmonizing.
Should we try to do one?
What song are we singing?
Have you ever heard an a cappella group in real life with your own ears?
Because
that feels like something I don't know that I've done. I've only heard it like through speakers.
Yeah, I imagine feel like I definitely have.
In college,
being in the room with them is probably awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I would watch YouTube videos of people doing a cappella. I was obsessed with Pitch Perfect. Like
I agree. But I was about to say something. Even though I love Pentatonix, I love them. I love Scott Hoying. Pentatonix, so Christmas album, if someone has it on, I'm like, can we change it?
I don't like Pentatonix.
I
feel like I got cringe for some reason, but I don't know why.
Pentatonix. Oh. They're very nice people, and I love their music, they're so successful.
Didn't you also used to live near them, and you would like hear them
Scott
all the time?
Live behind me. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you got a little sick of them. Like
they were in a Christmas.
No. They would just rock out.
Here we go again.
I don't think it was them doing a cappella, but like they would play like good music. Like I would hear Wicked blasted, and I'm like, I gotta come over.
Wow.
But yeah, a cappella, I like it in doses. I like it when it's just raw, like in person. Yeah. I think.
What was it was like a big group.
What?
Walk the Earth? Is that one of them?
They're not a cappella.
Walk the Earth is where they would just have that big guitar.
And all four of them played the same guitar. Yeah. They did the cover of Didn't Mean to Cut.
Yeah, that one.
Your kids are talented now.
Really?
Yeah. They're very talented.
That was like very millennial, like viral.
Oh, yeah. If you just did something like out of the ordinary, but were showing off a talent, it looked really cool. Or like OK Go. Do you remember that band?
The treadmills. Iconic.
Do you think there was ever a member of that band who was just like, can we just do a normal fucking music video? All of their music videos would be like, we spent 72 hours, no sleep, and to get this done in one shot with like popping balloons and paint. And
have you seen their newest video, though?
No, they're still making music?
They put out one like, I don't know, 6 months ago, and it's the best music video I have ever seen.
What are they doing?
It's all iPhone screens, and they basically like filmed a bunch of videos that they then put onto like, it looks like three iPhone screens, and they're like jumping between the iPhone screens, and then it pulls out, and then you realize that is actually on an iPhone, and then there's like, by the end of it, there's like 170 iPhones, and it's like, in a museum where you see those like art pieces where things are just like
good for them.
Whoa. It's awesome.
Matt's annoyed. Good
I bet
for
they
them.
Make more money just off their like YouTube videos than they do on just like booking shows.
No, not that one. I love OK Go.
7.3
You like their music though, or
are
you just watching their videos? Who's getting in a car and going, can we just listen to OK Go?
They have like one or two songs that are good, but yeah, the videos is like what they're doing. And I do feel like you could tell at least one of the members every time is just like, take 764, you fucking go again.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be sick of it.
Going on those treadmills had to have been exhausting.
That was our first one.
Are they called OK Go because before they like have to shoot every take, they're like, okay, go.
No turning back.
Yeah, probably. Wait, I need to ask, are we all on astronomy talk?
Oh, wait, about what happened at the Coldplay concert last night? I'm just watching that.
Wait, infatuated by
astronomy.
Astronomer. Okay. Whatever the name of the company is.
Yeah, astronomer.
So Coldplay had a concert last night. It's they're kind of doing a Kiss Cam thing.
Where Chris Martin is like narrating. You know what a Kiss Cam is?
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe one
couples that get get caught on the camera
right here
and the crowd reacts and this couple,
let him explain it just for the listeners.
It looks like I would say they're like in a suite, like a private kind of viewing area. They look like they got money.
Okay.
I would say they're probably late 40s, maybe early 50s.
Okay.
Handsome little couple. What appears to be a couple. She's up against like the railing. He's behind her and like, they're kind of cuddling and they immediately realize that they're on this like Kiss Cam or just being like called out in the Jumbotron, and they immediately turn around, crawl away.
Awkward.
They like freak out, and Chris Martin makes a joke. He's like, oh, either they're really shy or they're having an affair.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
They're having an affair.
They are
and
both.
And Mike, it is
he's
viral
the CEO of this company. And she's the CFO, which is like HR, I believe.
Financial
she's
officer.
People.
And
no.
when the
or, but
camera
CHO.
When the camera panned to them, they were.
I think I did CFO. Too. You're right. Yeah, yeah, I'll show you
Chief
in a sec.
People officer, which I didn't even know was a thing, but I'm assuming that's HR.
Yeah.
And like they people are going ham.
So
on, like,
and they're
their
both married
LinkedIn.
To other people
with kids. But there's also this young girl that's kind of with him who looks like it could be one of their daughters. But some people think that this
another
girl
employee.
Works at the company who knows about this relationship.
Yeah. That girl must know. Her face is bright red. Yeah. She's literally doing this laughing like when Chris Martin is like, well, they're having an affair. And
so Astronomer is the name of the company.
Correct.
Okay.
Based out of New York.
So,
but people are like going on this, his wife's Facebook, like commenting all this shit. On LinkedIn, commenting all of this shit.
Yeah, boomers just have no idea how.
Or do you think they may be both, like they're about to get divorces, but they're in a relationship and that's really bad?
Netflix doc, I'm sure. Coming.
I don't know. Get them on Kelly and Ryan.
Because is it true when you're getting a divorce, but if it's proven that you have already been in a relationship and have been romantically, sexually involved with somebody else, that can like penalize
I
the divorce more severely?
I think it depends on your... like arrangement, like if you have like a prenup or something.
And also
I don't
what
think
state
it's,
you're in.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if it is always like.
Because I was watching Melrose Place and there was like an episode where he's going through a divorce.
Yeah.
But they bring in the girl who's also a doctor that he's been cheating on his wife with. They're both doctors. And it's this whole thing.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, it's just season two. Marsha Cross.
Yeah. I mean, here's to hoping they're separated.
Well, sorry, I'm trying to.
Mike's reacting to the clip right now.
Oh, dude, that is. They are. His hands is on her.
It's crazy because if they just like didn't react, this would have no one would have ever seen
no.
it. Like maybe it would have gotten back to the couple, like someone who recognized them at the concert.
But that makes it so much worse.
Yes. Like, then everyone is like, wait, why did they do that?
I don't understand people who are like cheating to go out to like public places like that.
I think there's
a
level
you
of.
You don't think. In what world do you think you're going to be on the Kiss Cam in a stadium full of 70,000
people? But you're also just going to a very public place.
But you have to think, like, if they were in this private booth or whatever, like, they're not in the general pop of the concert.
But
hey,
I
you're
think
stupid
you're,
as fuck.
It's easy to look at people who are standing in suites more than, like, identifying people in a generic crowd.
Sure. I wonder if they were, if it was in New York. It had to have been. That's where the company's based.
I get a San Francisco vibe from them. I don't know.
I think they live in New York based on the LinkedIn.
All right.
I was checking to see if their stock price tanked, but they're not a publicly traded company, it seems. So,
I'm going to put out a scenario. What would you do? Let's say you were in a different city and you ran into one of your good childhood friend's dad and he's on a date with a woman.
Oh.
Childhood friend,
like a childhood friend you still talk to or just like a random childhood friend?
Yeah, a childhood friend you still talk to.
Mr. Thompson.
But then you realize.
Cheating on his wife.
You realize, wait, this isn't.
Mrs. Thompson.
Yeah. Do you tell your friend, I saw your dad with a different woman?
If they're like my good friend, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to
be
like, what's going on?
Yeah. But what if you like
are your parents separating?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I would ask. I'd be like, hey, are your parents like separating? Because I saw your dad.
What
like,
if he's like, no, wait, what happened? You saw my dad with another woman.
Yeah.
And then you caused this whole family to get divorced.
Well,
because
actually,
of what you
the
saw.
Dad no, the did dad it. Caused it because he made that decision.
Okay, correct. And you just ratted on them.
You just, well, you
if
saw
it was
it
like
and
my
it
best friend. I would definitely not keep that a secret.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Also, like, because I am close with all like my best friend's parents too, that it would be devastating for me.
Yeah. But then they get divorced, but then, yeah.
That video is...
He's still in the video.
Like, if I was either of them, like, how do you wake up in the morning and, like, go outside
I know.
Ever again?
It's like the
I need to hear their side.
They have to own it immediately.
I need their side. Come on TikTok and make an apology
make
or, like, come out and be like, hey, we're separated from our partners or... Yeah,
I feel like one of their partners is going to be cool with it and the other one's going to be like, I'm getting divorced. And then it's going to be even messier.
Do you think that they need to come out with a statement like as a company or no?
They'll probably just.
Well, it seems like a scandal.
Well, if it's not a privately traded company, they probably won't even get rid of anybody.
What if their PR crisis team is like, actually,
you guys are going viral. Yeah. Stay together. This is good look for the company.
They do that like, my name is Pink and I'm really into it.
Yes. Let's do the TikTok right now. That's amazing.
That's is this illegal?
It is illegal. I did see a TikTok about a Coldplay show where at some point he was like singing a song and then the moon was bright orange. And it's like also the same like moon as one of their album covers.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, is this really the story you're about to bring up right now? Like, that's cool, I guess. But I was just not anticipating the story you're about to tell me. I was like, I think I saw the astronomy like connection to that.
God,
but
they've really been on tour for a while.
I feel like boomers are just so, yeah, like clueless of being filmed. Because even like when Bo Burnham and
Phoebe Bridgers
got like outed because Nicole Kidman and what's her husband's name?
Keith Urban.
Yeah, they like took a photo with him in the back.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rula. Now, there's been times in my life where I thought maybe I should try therapy. I don't know. And a couple years ago, it got to a point where I just said, you know what? Now's the time. But as we know, finding a therapist is hard enough. But finding one who actually takes your insurance, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full cost out of pocket or paying for an expensive monthly subscription. But Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health, so why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? And Rula isn't just affordable. The experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're the right fit. But Rula considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who are actually aligned with what you need, because they know that finding the right therapist can make all the difference. There's no wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. Go to Rula.com/good to get started today. That's RULA.com/good for quality therapy that's covered by insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/good to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you. That's RULA.com/good. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. And now, back to the episode.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And they were like kissing.
Yes,
you know that?
That's right. I remember that.
So it's like they just like had no idea and posted it. I feel like at our age, like, we'd see them like, oh shit, I don't know. Cause like,
this is crazy. If you type in Coldplay to Google, literally, just every
that's the rest of their life.
This
is going to be a 24-hour thing.
But for that family, those families, that is
but
like
for that family, it's huge.
It's
they got money. They're rich. This is just like just a rich person scandal.
I think
there's
so
bigger
too.
Problems in the world. Like,
true.
But
imagine being
see
one of their kids. Oh, like if you're our age right now and like that's one of your parents.
That's why I need to like know the lore.
I know.
Do you
we
think
TLC cameras?
I don't know. I bet one of their marriages was already divorced. One hadn't like made it more finalized and was just like, fuck.
Or is, they're just both fucking cheating on each other.
Yeah,
full
probably.
Blown absolute
we
psychopaths.
We need a story time.
Oh man.
I do think there's a level of like when you're a CEO or whatever and you have a lot of money, you think you're like fucking invincible and there's nothing that can go wrong because you're just like
any like CEO.
Money's good. We're at the fucking Coldplay show. No one's around. I'm like, got my private booth. Like,
goes viral.
It probably gets sold as like privacy.
But who was the other girl with him? Who's the young girl? Someone
I think
knew.
She works there.
Probably,
or like
probably
a friend
an
of the lady.
But that's a big secret to keep of it that I
know.
You know.
Yeah.
Higher
people
ups
are so fucked up.
Hooking up on like.
I know. I am curious who that girl is too. Cause it's like, how many people are up there? Do people know about it? Like.
That's why I think they're just embarrassed more. I think I want to say that the divorces have been kind of finalized and they're embarrassed that they are being caught as co-employees.
Canoodling.
I think that's his daughter.
No way.
We'll see as the news comes out. Stay with us.
No
we'll be right back.
No way they would react that way if they were already going through a divorce.
Acted so guilty.
Like it's a company thing.
She literally was like...
I
don't know.
Have you ever been on a Jumbotron?
No.
I swear, in my life, I feel like if I'm on a Jumbotron, it's like my hands. I've never had like the soul moment.
Yeah.
And every time I'm at a game,
you want it. You want it.
Not really, but I'm like just waiting for the moment I'm on a Jumbotron.
And you're just like, eh.
I always get like, the ones that seem really embarrassing are the ones where they'll pull up like a weird, funny character and then
put you next to those ones.
Yeah, I know. But some are like kind of borderline cruel.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're funny.
It'll be like the Hamburglar and like an old lady who's just like not looking good. And you're like, okay.
She's like, what the fuck?
She's wearing stripes.
Or there's like someone who may be like, you know, a little bigger and they have like the little boy from Up in it.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
just like, what are we doing here? Like they'll comically like poke fun at the way someone looks.
I think it's all.
Yeah, that's what you sign up for.
There's one that's like so ingrained in my brain and I can't remember what it is, but it's like the Jumbotron keeps coming back to this little kid who's like so excited and he's so little, and then they'll go to someone else and boo, and then when they come back to him they're just like, the stadium erupts.
That's
it's
hilarious.
So cute.
That's apparently how Pamela Anderson started her career.
She
was
got
that like a
jumbo?
Football game. I had a football game.
I think it was a base. Was it a football game or a baseball game?
One something like that, and they kept panning to her and the audience would go nuts, and then some modeling scout was like, we're going to sign her. And then that's like how she was discovered.
Pre-Instagram.
Wow. This is like in the 80s or 70s. But
pre-TikTok.
Tammy.
Yeah.
How's how are you feeling after yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. I gave birth yesterday to my firstborn. No.
Your first period.
Patreon video where I did a...
it'll come out next week.
Pain. What do you call it? A pain stimulator? We can hype it up.
Yeah. I'm just like...
it's not out yet, but it will be on the Patreon. goodinfluencespod.com. It was like these little four little pads. They stuck it to my ovum would be, which are
ovum,
right? Or ova?
I think it's ova.
Ova. It's like always a crossword clue. It's like multiple birthing eggs.
Oh, really?
Ova.
I did not even know that.
Yeah.
Ova.
Yeah. I learn a lot of words from the crossword, actually. Like alto, tenor, those are always ones because it's like vowel,
like, well, it has
consonant.
To be this one then.
Yeah. And it was like fun video, but then afterwards I felt nauseous for probably like 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just like not feeling good. I mean, there
welcome
was
to the club,
when we
baby.
Cranked it up to the highest thing, like it pulses, and when it pulsed on the highest one, my whole body like straightened out.
Was like, no, there was one point where I was like,
I maxed
thank God
out.
He is operating it himself, so I'm not liable.
But yeah, I felt a little nauseous. I don't feel any residual effects afterwards, but I did go to the gym after and did like legs.
Wow.
And I don't know that it affected me that badly, but the therapeutic benefits I feel like were really nice. The the having the like the thing on your back was pretty sick.
It's and very funny.
Because my back was sore, I was moving my friend's mattress. They got to figure out a way to like like moving a mattress is one of the worst experiences a human being can do. Or like
I saw
moving
TikTok
a,
moving that is you put like blankets underneath it.
Yes, and drag it.
No, like you lift it so that way you're not like carrying.
Oh, like
it.
You make it like a taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
But also,
that's what we ended up
high
doing.
Removers.
Or they should make some. Yeah. Some mattresses do have handles on the side, like little ropes that are in the side. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Put that in all the designs.
Yeah, I agree.
It was like almost like a futon mattress where it like. The edges are like rounded, so you couldn't even like stand it up and slide it. And it was like kind of thinner. So if you stand it up on a regular mattress that's like squared off, you can kind of slide it. This one was just like a dead weight of like a person. It weighed like 200 pounds. We ended up duct taping.
It's a waterbed.
Yeah, basically. It was. Yeah. And so my back was a little sore. So that was really nice to get a little relief from doing that.
There you go.
Yeah, because I didn't know those simulators are like actually like they're to help with pain.
Yeah.
It's weird. But
yeah, it's kind of the same thing as like the, what do you call it? Anti-nausea thing for when you go on a boat. But would you guys ever go skydiving?
Die skiving, you mean?
Whoa. Because of the high death rate?
No, because of Love Island.
Oh. Your Instagram stories, by the way, like it, I don't know what you're talking about. And like you just posted one about like Conrad got My Chemical Romance. This guy got Sufjan Steve. You're living.
It was Benson Boone and Sufjan.
That's like Aaron is so deep in these like reality
Benson
shows.
Boone and Sufjan Stevens like collabed.
No, yeah. It's on The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay.
Their soundtracks are very targeted.
Okay.
And so Conrad, Team Conrad, for those listening and wondering, he got a Sufjan Stevens song, and then Team Jeremiah. He got a Benson Boone song, which is objectively negative.
Oh, yeah, completely. What Sufjan Stevens song was it? All Things Go?
No. I don't know the name of it.
Gotcha. Carrie and Lowell. My favorite album, Suvian Stevens.
Who's she with now?
Currently with Jeremiah.
Okay. But it's like weird. You, she goes between two brothers.
Engaged to Jeremiah, apparently.
When you post these things, does like everybody know what you're talking about except for me?
Our audience.
Not everyone, but like I will say, I get a lot of like people love Love Island. I get a lot of DMs. This specifically, like DMs are flooded. It's.
So people, okay, because when I see your story, it's just like, I don't know if you're talking about people we know or like, is this a TV show? Are these fictional characters? TV. Are they reality TV?
Yeah. There's a lot of things happening right now.
I know. I'm keeping up with the Guilfoyans over here.
Yeah. Anytime I can
you break it down
educate
for me.
You so then you can,
I'm always
you know,
nervous
be in
to
with
respond and be like, what are you talking about?
But oh, then I'll happily.
Okay. Because it seems like there's a lot of interesting drama, but I just don't know who any of these.
You should watch an episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's so cheesy.
There was one TikTok that I really wanted to repost, but it's like I couldn't do it because it's really mean. And it was this girl who was like, Love Island this, Love Island this. I'm not watching this show. I'm not overweight and my parents love me. And I was like,
what the fuck?
That's so mean. But also like I kind of am with her. Like I have no idea what's going on in Love Island. I've never seen a lick of it.
Huh? I don't even know what that means.
It was too mean. It was almost like a like.
Like saying that people who watch Love Island are overweight
and just like emotionally like detached because their parents didn't love them enough. It was like a really dark kind of like piece of content, but it was the only thing where
like
I was like,
she's projecting.
It was very much pick me vibes of like, yeah. I'm cooler than you because I don't watch Love Island, but
yeah.
It is.
You're missing out.
Love Island. I mean, Love Island's like sports for people.
I'm like the only person
to watch every day and seeing as it's advancing on.
It's crazy.
So like I get the hype. I watched Love Island season one because I went to Fiji and I got interview the cast members before US. And so when I came back, I was like, after meeting all of them, I need to see how this all plays out.
Yeah.
So I was very invested in season one. But I remember
who was the host then?
Ariel Vandenberg.
Oh, that wasn't season one.
Yes, it was of US.
No, I don't think so.
It might have been season two.
Because Sarah Hyland was the host before her.
Oh, you're right.
And I think there was one before her.
You went for a premiere. I don't think it was the premiere of the US one.
Oh, bummer. Oh, I thought Ariel Vandenberg came in and she replaced somebody. I think she
replaced Sarah Hyland.
Okay, my badness.
No, I mean, you're good.
My badness.
I watched it, but it was too much of a time commitment. I want to watch my other shows and having to watch like an hour a day.
The way they come out, it's Monday, Tuesday, break on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is like an after show, which I do not watch, and then Sunday is another episode. So there's just no episodes on Wednesdays, and then Saturdays, it's you don't get to see like the villa.
Damn, yes, every day, bro.
But then like Jerry Seinfeld's daughter wrote an article about how like Love Island is like the best, like, just what's the word, just like released from what dating is like for most people, where it's like people are just thrown into these things and like you watch flirting happen in real time, you watch rejection in real time, there's no like apps and dates being set up, and there's no like they have to be in the situation. I don't know, it made me be like, maybe I should give this a watch, but I don't know if I would really enjoy it.
It's also just like, I get that point, but it's also so not like that because you're like sequestered. You don't have your phone. You have no connection to the outside world. So it's like your brain warps into thinking that like, oh yeah, I'm in love.
Well, that's the point that she was making. It's like everything is dialed up because it's the only thing there is to do. There is no like,
there's no books. There's no things that your mind can distract yourself. All you can do is interact and play the game.
That's why those workers, like Love is Blind. It's like, it seems so insane that they actually like get engaged after talking for a couple of days. But it's like,
you just go crazy.
But when you're there, it's like, you don't have anything to distract you. You're just drinking and also going on these dates like constantly.
I don't like Love is Blind.
I love it.
I stopped watching it too.
Something in it just makes my makes my stomach churn. I don't know. It's very, I get how like on paper that's a very creative concept, but doing that to people, I don't know. It's the whole commitment that you're going to like marry them after. That's ridiculous.
But that's why the last episode's like, you choose.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's better than Married at First Sight, I think. Because at Married at First Sight is the first time they see each other, she's walking down the aisle and they're legally getting married.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, it's really good.
I will say on Love Island, they can have, I think, like one drink a day. Which is
that's so
criminal.
Interesting. I would think that they would want them to be drunk for drama.
They want it to be real.
Would you want your kids to be on Love Island as they're full adults and they can make a decision for themselves? Love Island, Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Okay, Love Island is like so, I don't want to say like trashy, but it's like they're
people
literally,
are caricatures like on Love Island. Nobody is
so
actually
crazy.
A sane
it's like bad
person.
Girl.
They're clapping their ass. They yes. are the way that they kiss on Love Island is unlike anything I've ever seen before. It's like watching people kiss for the first time. Like their mouths
full
are
tongue.
Full just, open. They are eating each other's faces. I'm like, this is not how people make
do
out.
This.
Like
yeah.
this is it's so. But that's what makes the show, and like they're playing into it for sure. Just because it's like you want it to be this like messy little slut fest,
slut fest.
But yeah, I think that I wouldn't be able to watch that as a parent.
Oh,
you know
course.
What I mean?
Yeah, and they're like going to bed with like everyone else,
yeah,
like
that's,
in their
yeah.
beds. It's
yeah.
weird that they do that on that show as well.
I know
that's like part of the shtick, but like. You wait, do you have to go to bed with
yeah,
someone that you're matched
sleep.
With?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, you do?
Me.
You have to sleep in the same bed?
Yeah.
yeah.
And they
Even
all
though you're
sleep
not,
in
like,
the same room.
You may not be romantically involved yet.
They all sleep in the same room?
Yes.
Oh, that alone, I could not do the show.
The same room.
I need my box fan.
The same bed. And then if you are, for some reason, like bickering with your partner or don't want to sleep with them or no longer interested, you have to go sleep outside.
Outside?
If you don't, like, if you're like, I don't want to sleep in bed with this person, like, there's nowhere else for you to sleep.
With the mosquitoes in Fiji? Do
yeah.
they give you a little
yeah,
bug
like
tent?
A tent?
No.
They just have
God.
To lay out there?
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
yeah, because I feel like if I had a daughter and she was on like The Bachelor, it wouldn't be as cringe.
Totally.
Because I feel like The Bachelor is more like sophisticated and
a little yes. It kind of honors you
they're
as a
wearing
person.
Clothes.
Yeah, they're wearing clothes. They're like going on actual dates and yeah. like experiencing like real life events and stuff. And
like
I
don't need to see my daughter like twerking on eight different men.
Or son, like for real.
No, of course.
I don't want to see my son
yeah.
hooking up with girls all over.
It just
Island.
Wouldn't be like I'd be like, ah,
yeah,
I should. This is illegal.
You know, that, I also that's so interesting because, yeah, I
a
wonder
friend?
If they're ever thinking of their parents. I'd be like, God, like my parents are going to fucking see
what
this.
If you just raise a kid and you're like, actually, you'd be perfect. You are. You got a rocket bod. You have a crazy, insane personality. I can't handle
you're
talking
so
to you. You would thrive so well on the show. Go.
I will
I'm
say,
so proud of you.
One of the girls, Alondria's mom, they're so cute and fun. She came, like, they had a parents' day, basically. Like, their families come.
That's fun.
And they meet each other's significant others. And it's so funny because, like, everyone's just in, like, thong bikinis, like, hugging their dads. And I'm like, I could never do this.
Never.
They're so used to it, though. It's probably just like,
yeah, but I'm like, oh, and like Alondra is talking to her mom and they just seem like best friends. But her mom was so giving that. She was like, body tea, face tea, like you
gosh.
Look amazing. Your outfits are stunning. So like I get when you're in like a you have a parent that's like that. But like if my parents had to come visit me, I'd be like, oh, you're not watching. Right.
No. Yeah. I'd be like, don't even come. Yeah. Don't come. Do not come. Kamala
yeah.
Harris. Do not come.
You mentioned skydiving. We didn't even
oh,
get
yeah.
to
oh, yeah.
No,
well,
it's okay.
Die skydiving.
I
mean, yeah, I definitely know.
I'm so interested in it, but I don't want to go on the plane up.
Like, you're like, can you
like
just
the plane,
like
I'd rather jump off a building and skydive that way.
Okay. Like base jumping.
I guess. Mm. I just like, I'm scared of the plane because it's a small plane and I'm just like, I don't want that buildup. It's like the buildup is going to be too much for me, I think. I just need
yeah.
to be thrown out.
For
like,
me, skydiving is like, I'm not going to go out of my way to plan to go skydiving. If you wanted to do it for your birthday and you're like, I know a place, come with me. This is where
would
we're
you
going.
Be scared?
We're going skydiving. No, not really. I'm a little
crazy.
Impatient where I'm like, how long is the intro class?
Yeah.
How many, do I have to fill out worksheets? Is there a test? How long's the intro video? Hopefully it's a fun instructor. If it's some monotone guy going, this is your parachute.
Yeah.
First you got to, I'm like, wrap it up. Let's go. I'd be more like, let's
wrap
just
up
jump.
The safety instructions.
And get it done. I don't want it to take up my whole day.
Would yeah. you do it yourself or would you like want someone to be up there with you?
Well, that's the whole thing. It has to be somebody who wants to do it and wants me to go do it with them and then
got
I'll
it.
Do it.
You
and
wouldn't go alone.
I'm not gonna, I don't want to do the Googling comparing around different.
No, of course. But like what if I surprised you with a skydiving trip and we just went to watch you?
Sure, I guess.
What if she's watching him?
But it's just like, how long's the intro? How long's the fucking class? Is it 6 hours? Do I got to get there at 8 in the morning and I skydive it?
You might watch it. I bet it's like an hour.
Yeah, I don't think it takes that long.
Okay. It's like going to laser tag. You just sit in the room. They give you the instruction video. They show you how to.
Yeah. I also feel like they always have like a group. Okay, so it's like they do the group. I bet it would be like an hour.
Okay. Oh, God, a group with strangers, though? You're on the plane and someone's like, I can't do it.
I know.
I'm so nervous.
That'd be me. I'm telling you, that'd be me. Like, I don't like a playground.
Shut up. You're ruining my time.
But I think fall, like the fall would be really fun.
Yeah. But no one ever looks like that good in their skydiving videos.
No, it's always your cheeks going.
No, that's the best. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, wait. It says a tandem skydiving class typically lasts around 30 minutes.
Oh.
That's nothing.
That's it?
Yeah.
And it said, well, accelerated free fall, ground school can take 6 to 8 hours. But we would not be doing that.
No, because you're strapped to an instructor your first time.
Yes.
You have 30 minutes.
That. Yeah.
How long am I in the air for?
I think it's like you're free falling for about like 40 seconds and then you.
Really? You don't think it's like minutes?
No. I think you're free falling for maybe a minute max and then they pull the parachute and then it's like probably so 5 minutes.
Can you drink before you do it?
I don't
probably just, not, Matt.
I don't know if I've ever.
I'm not doing anything.
I think you do pull something. I think they like have you do it. And like if you can do it, they'll do it. But I think you have to be sober.
Yeah, it says the duration of a free fall in skydiving varies, but it typically lasts between 30 and 60 seconds on a standard jump.
The free fall and then you do parachute and then you're.
Ask if you can drink before skydiving.
I don't think so. I have
a couple of beers.
A friend who skydived and she threw up the entire way down.
Oh my god.
That would be me.
My dad got sick.
That poor instructor just like, all right.
Yeah. My dad got sick just because the guy who was like attached to him was like flipping them so much. He was just like, oh, and like got
so
sick.
No, you cannot skydive while drunk. Do you think Patricia would let you?
Yes.
Like if TJ said he was going to go skydiving, I'd be like, no, you're not.
Has Patricia been skydiving? I'm not sure. She may have. She's done some stuff.
Would
she
be like, yeah?
I don't think I would let him.
Okay. You
too,
wouldn't.
Too dangerous.
Just the risk.
Yeah. You're jumping out of an airplane, dude.
How often? I think.
But I feel like you
there's
never,
more dangers than the risk. If there's not that many people dying from skydiving.
Yes, there are.
That's what I know.
How often? Yeah. I feel like more people are getting dying in car accidents every day.
Yeah, but there's more people are doing
it. But the percentage of people, like, it's all about percentages, right? So, like, if the same amount of people that were driving were skydiving, I bet you the percentage of people dying would be higher.
I have the same thought as you. I'm like, I feel like people don't. I mean, like, obviously people die from skydiving, but I just feel like it doesn't happen that often. I just don't hear about it, I guess.
But like, if 1 out of 1,000 people, so like 0.01% of people die from skydiving, but, you know, 8 million people drive and like, you know, 40,000, that's a way lower percentage of people dying. So skydiving is.
In the way you're framing that math, yes, but I don't think mathematically.
You don't think that that's the ratio?
I don't think.
Let's ask our good pal.
Wow, it says approximately 500,000 people are first time jumpers each year.
That makes sense.
That's a lot of people.
I know, but I don't think people do it once and they're not doing it again. So most of the people who go.
I feel like a lot of people do it once and then they become like addicted to it.
Like an adrenaline junkie.
I knew some guy in college. He like loved it so much. He became like an instructor.
That is how it works. I had a friend in high school that did that too. He went once or twice in high school. You get addicted to it. And then he became an instructor. And this is the reason why I'm scared to skydive is because he was the craziest, like did every drug, like psychomaniac, did like MMA, just like one of these crazy
MMA.
People.
MMA? Oh,
he was like just like
fighting.
Fighting, MDMA. No. He was just like one of these like crazy kids. But like, and he would always like, you got to come. Like, I'll pack your chute for you. And I was like, you know what? I actually don't want to go skydiving.
So
now
you're on meth.
It's like some random freak who's packing your parachute.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
That's so interesting. I had a friend in high school and he also like was on hard drugs and he became like a professional like skydiver. He like got addicted to the adrenaline. It was like a different kind of addiction.
I want all of my skydiving instructors to line up and I get to pick. Who
Give
I'm
me your
strapped
credentials.
With.
If yeah. Nathan like, Fielder was there, would you pick him?
Nathan Fielder? Uh-huh. No way. No, I know that he is very smart and he knows how to fly a plane.
But like, I feel like if he was there, I'd be like, okay, well, he got certified.
I would like to be with someone who's like a former Navy SEAL or something jumps out of plane multiple times in intense combat.
I don't know how many of those exist.
Yeah. So Matt, you are correct. 1 in 440,000 people die skydiving, but 1 in 5,500 people die driving.
That's a exactly.
Wow.
a single skydive is far safer than driving a few hundred miles.
Exactly.
But daily driving adds up.
I think that's the obvious, though.
It's like fly, it's like in a your plane.
Did you ever think about that, Mike?
If you drive, if you drive 10,000,
like, yeah, come on.
You were wanting to play it at some angle.
If you drive 10,000, if you drive 10,000 miles in a year, your chance of a fatal crash is still greater than the risk of one skydiving jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go skydiving.
Skydiving.
Yeah. What was that? I wonder about like injuries though. Did you guys see that girl who skydived?
Yeah. Skydove. I like skydove.
And like upon landing, her like parachute didn't come out, and then she landed but survived, and like now she's her, like paralyzed.
Also, like all of her, there was one woman who skydove, crashed into the ground, was borderline about to die, but she crashed into an ant pile.
Yeah,
and the ants attacked her. And because of the ants biting her, was
like
able
how many
to like
injuries.
I would put ants in every bio.
The adrenaline spike.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I would do? Indoor skydiving, where you're just kind of floating.
The wind tunnel? Yes.
Yeah, we should do that.
That I would love to do.
Yeah.
I'd have to take a couple Dramamine.
Oh, I want to.
We go to Margaritaville first. Yeah.
But do you ever see like the people who work there and they're like, I'm going to swing from the chandelier?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, can I do that on my first go if I know what to do? I feel like
an idiot. I'd be an idiot the first time. Like, whoa.
I feel like I would figure it out and just like start twirling around.
Yeah. That I would do. There? The indoor skydiving.
But there's this huge blade just.
Ew, I don't like that.
What the
fuck? I actually do hate that.
I think it would
be
fun. That I would do.
What were we talking about right before this?
Love Island?
No.
It was Love Island, whatever. And then I was like brought up skydiving.
Whatever.
Oh, car accidents?
No. I had like something on the tip of my brain.
Jerry Seinfeld has a bit about skydiving too, where it's like, why are we wearing helmets to skydive? He says, if you end up needing your helmet in a skydiving incident, that helmet is wearing you for protection. And then he talks about like the helmets like talking to each other afterwards, like, oh, it's a good thing that guy was under me, or
people wear helmets directly. Huh? I guess I didn't realize people wear helmets skydiving.
Yeah, for when you land.
Yeah, but I also think you're like your head is kind of next to another head.
Yeah.
It gives like a little, you need people to be conscious, and you don't want, God forbid, something happen and you both are like knocked out and you can't.
I feel like
it.
It's for when you land.
Yeah, a little bit of that, maybe.
But it's like if your parachute doesn't deploy, that helmet is.
Of course,
is not,
of course.
There are people who have, like, they crash through, like, a tree and all the branches slow them down.
Yeah.
People, like, landing on roofs and shit.
Yeah.
If I was the ant girl, I'd be, like, getting ant tattoos. Yeah. It'd be in every bio. I'd be like, ant saved me.
That memoir about your entire life.
I'd be like, what's the meaning of an ant? I'd be, like, spiritual about it. I'd be like, what does it mean?
And do you see the woman who was paragliding? Did we talk about this? Like, where she was on the boat and then it detached?
Parasailing.
And what's the difference? What's
paragliding? Hang gliding.
Parasailing.
Hang gliding is scary.
Who? I feel like that was huge in the 90s. Everything was like hang gliding. Like you'd get a Capri Sun and it'd be some dude like,
oh yeah.
Hang gliding or windsurfing. What? I have not met one hang glider nor seen one, or windsurfers. I know they're out there, but I don't know anybody.
If you go to like a beach town in like the middle of the day, you'll see like a school of kids learning how to do.
Have you seen those people? It's like always a tropical vacation, it looks like. And it's some guy on, it looks like a skateboard, but it's like water. It's like water coming out of it and it like flies in the air. And take someone and it looks like they're like on a magic carpet ride or
He's
something.
He's like a bad
it's
guy
so
in
funny.
Spider-Man, like with the the water jets. You know what we're talking about?
Yes.
You're like standing up on the platform and the water jets out.
Or are you talking about the Mark Zuckerberg one?
I don't know.
That was a different thing. That's like a surfboard.
Oh, yeah, motorized. Water jetpacks that like attach. That looks interesting.
I
don't
know.
Talking
about
do
the
it.
Surfboard one.
Here, I'll show you
like
a
Mark
video.
Zuckerberg.
What do like, I
wake surfing?
No, it's like a specific. What should I search on TikTok?
Oh, like they're called like water jet
water
boards. Where you stand.
Yeah, water jet board.
No, I think she's talking about
water jet pack. Maybe.
Oh,
no.
A pack.
Oh yeah, they're like matted like this.
Oh yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, like a water jetpack. Yeah. Or, but sometimes they're on their feet, sometimes they're on their back.
Yeah.
But some of those videos are fucking crazy. Like, are
people
okay? I
just don't know why anyone would ever do that.
I think it looks fun.
I did, when
Seems
I was
very dangerous.
In the Poconos, I did the thing where you hang onto the back of a boat and you get on a surfboard.
Waterboard?
Wakeboarding.
Wakeboard?
Yeah, wake surfing.
It's really hard.
Wake surfing is where you're just riding like the wake on like your feet aren't in any boots. Like attached
mine were
to
in
it.
The boots.
Wait, that's wakeboarding.
It's very hard.
Wakeboarding is
hard. I
did
it first try.
That's really good.
That's great. I can't
wakeboard.
You
have to have like a ton of upper body strength.
I've tried many.
To get up.
I'm too tall. For me, that's like, if I was shorter, I'd be like up. But for me, I'm like, gah. Like
if you know, I feel like because I can skateboard too, that made it really easy. Because once you just get into it, then you're just like on a different type of skateboard. So much fun. That I would do every day.
Have you kneeboarded? Kneeboarding is kind of
fun. It's like boogie boarding. Just like, here you go, nerd.
But I mean, it's a little challenging to get up on a kneeboard and strap your legs in and move around.
Oh, yeah. Or something I would never want to do is a kayak where your legs are basically like in the fucking boat.
You've never been on a kayak?
I haven't either. But I want to.
From the waist up a kayak.
But then if you like topple over, you could just drown in like 8 seconds.
Drown?
Yes, because you can't get your feet out. You're just trapped in there.
No, you're not.
You think kayaks are like around your fucking waist?
That's what it looks like.
If you're in like rapid.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like those guys.
Regular kayaks are like, they have so much space in there. You're not going to be trapped.
Oh, I've done that where your legs are exposed.
That's canoe.
Canoeing. No, there's kayaks where it's like.
There's kayaks.
I love a good canoe. I'll tell you that.
Did you hear about the canoe that got flipped over in, I think, Florida because it went over an alligator? They were in like shallow water. Oh, like I think about to get back to the shore. The alligator flipped it over and then ate one of the people.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, dear. I love the idea of a canoe, but like canoeing.
What's the
whole time I'm on a canoe, it stresses me out. Canoe, think of like Native American canoe, like a big wooden one that's like an open.
Kayak smaller.
Yeah, it's almost like a banana like open.
Okay. Like a canoe is like summer camp vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you gotta like canoes, I think, require a little bounce. Like it's like easy.
guys.
What is rowing in like the social network?
Boat?
What is that?
Okay,
rowboat?
That's a
like when you do
skull.
Rowing.
It's what do you call them? A sculling? Like, right?
A skull. A schooner?
Crew boat.
Like rowing. What they row on, I believe it's called a skull, and that's a whole different type of contraption.
Apparatus.
Yeah.
Do you still have your rowing machine?
Yeah, I do. It's in my garage. I have one of those water ones, like Frank
Underwood.
It's cool, but I don't have space for it.
I feel like workout stuff like that, I hate machines that you can only do one thing on because I feel like I would never use it. Like I'd use it a couple times.
Have
like,
you used
over
a rower
it.
Before?
No.
It's really fun.
Yeah,
because it is a whole body.
Legs, you get your arms. It's cardio, and I like the water ones.
The noise.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the noise.
The noise is really good.
But I don't like the ones at the gym that are just like.
Yeah. You want the water.
And there's one. The one gym that I went to had one where like the screen was powered by the movement, so it wasn't plugged in. But like the screen gets like your energy
keep
is
going,
what gives
bitch.
It the power.
Yeah. The movie.
Which is like very cool. But the water ones.
It's like cartoons, like an old cartoon, like on the bike.
Yeah. It's just like powering the light with a thing. I bought a single ticket to My Chemical Romance.
Why
didn't
you tell me?
You're
a My Chemical Romance fan?
Oh my God, the biggest, which I didn't realize. They're like a girl band. Like all their audience is like mostly girls. I didn't know this. I thought it was like an emo, like even kind of thing.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think they have a majority female audience.
I didn't anticipate that. I almost thought they'd be more of like a dude band.
This is where we just, you had a very different adolescence than we did.
Not me.
Well, what do you mean? But he says he never realized that like My Chemical Romance does, I would say, have a big
female audience.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did know like many guys who were like My Chemical Romance fans, more like
girls.
Is it
just because of the name? Like, is romance like, ew,
no,
I'm not listening to that.
I think it was like also because Gerard, it was like a little hot. He was
hottie,
yeah. Pined after him.
But yeah. like Slipknot also like wears masks and they're like the most dude bro band of all time.
Slipknot's like, but
it's like
hardcore. Hard metal.
That's not like the same
Slipknot,
vibe
though.
At all.
Yeah.
Slipknot has good songs. I remember as a kid being like, this band scares me. I don't like how they look. I'm going to listen to it. And I was like, damn, that's pretty good. Like
that's
they
so funny
really,
you were scared of them.
A good singer.
It's they Slippy. Were scary when you would see Slipknot
put
on TV.
Fingers into my eyes.
Yeah,
it's the only thing.
Yeah. You would go, but I remember you told me you didn't like that band.
I saw them at the Forum like last year.
But I thought you were like a casual fan.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I wouldn't enjoy seeing them.
I only know
I'm literally getting served all their TikToks.
Me too, and it's all girls. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll be.
Yeah. No, like I knew the hits when I was younger. I just never really got into my cam.
Like the albums and the stories.
Yeah,
and,
but then after seeing them, I was like, oh, I'm bummed out. Like I really like their music. I just was never like, it wasn't a part of my core.
For some people, like, they love my romance saved my life. There was a girl on my street who was just like, I almost killed myself and this changed my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, okay. Like, or the people who loved it way more than I did. So I was like, I'll let
you
guys
so
have
good.
It.
They're, and he's like so theatrical too. The music videos are amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
He also wrote and created the Umbrella Academy, which I've never watched, but that's just awesome how successful that was. And it came from his mind. And he's cousins with Joe Rogan.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
They, have, they share the same aunt or something.
Yeah.
Where are you going to sit? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I just had this memory that you were like not that into them, so I didn't want to like bother with it.
How much was the ticket?
Like $180.
Oh, that's a little steep.
It was. I got one that's
like average these days.
I guess, but I got to know more My Chemical Romance songs. Like
they're playing their like second album, which is the one with
the Black Parade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
When I was.
Helena, all of that.
No, well, that's on the first album. Whatever, but it'll be a. There's like a pit. And then I have like in the first section behind the pit. So I'll have a seat.
Oh, so cool.
I've just never been to Dodger Stadium before. So I think that'll be fun. I've never been to a stadium to see a concert before also, which I'm like.
Oh, cool.
Doesn't feel like the most fun. Like some of these tickets, they're half a mile away. Like,
yeah.
They got good screens and stuff.
They have good screens. Yeah. I think like for you though, you're like an audio person. So the sound has to be good for you.
And I want to see the guys of playing course. The music. Like I want to.
What are you going to wear?
I have a couple studded belts you can borrow.
They're from New Jersey. So I was going to wear one of my like shirts that says New Jersey on it just to be like.
You get on the Jumbotron and he's like.
Please don't.
No, I'm going to wear my New Jersey shirt.
At the Drive-In shirt. They're ugly.
What about the At the Drive-In shirt? Because like that was a big inspiration for Gerard.
Okay, that's
is
fine.
At the Drive-In.
What if you meet like an emo girl?
I fell in love with an emo girl.
Yeah, and Mike has an emo girlfriend.
I am curious to see, like, because that stuff came out in like 2005.
I think there will be a lot of young people there too.
That's my wonder.
It's definitely
teenagers and like college kids into My Chemical Romance now, or is it like a bunch of boomers like us who are like, remember when we were young and this was our thing? Like,
I think it's definitely
younger people,
generationally still stayed alive.
It's funny because when Emo Night was like new and we were going at first, it felt like that. It was like, nostalgic. Oh my God, our old songs and stuff. And now it's like.
So back.
Yeah. It's like MGK and it's just like.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I will be at Warped Tour that day. So I couldn't go anywhere.
How many Warped Tours are there?
Three.
Oh.
Tours.
I've never been.
Sound like George Bush then.
I'd like to go.
Well, it's next weekend.
Okay. No, I'm not going.
No, I'm not going.
And then the next one is in Orlando in November.
Orlando?
Yeah.
Disney's going to be there?
Disney's going to be there.
Yeah, Mickey.
Disney will be there.
Mickey on a van skateboard. It was so good. I went to the one in DC and it was awesome. I'm so excited to go again.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped for that concert. And?
Oh, it's going to be so good. It's like you're watching like a play.
Yeah.
Like a musical.
I've seen some of the
clips. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. One second. Casa Bonita.
Elon Musk got deported?
No, I have an alert for reservation. God damn.
What?
I missed it.
Oh.
What? What are you trying to
do? Are you going to Denver?
Oh, come on! That would have been amazing.
What happened?
He didn't get his res for Casa
Bonita. I need
Bonita.
To like set a larger alert for this. God, it was 2 minutes ago. Okay, do you know what Casa Bonita is? Have we talked about
from
this?
From South Park?
Yeah,
they bought it and converted it. Are you going?
To Denver?
Well, yeah, maybe August 10th that weekend. My Mitchell Ferguson, he's doing a show there. My brother's going there. My cousin Tyler lives there. And Casa Bonita is that big restaurant, but you got to get good reservations. I have one already for 4 on Sunday, but I set an alert for just one on the 9th and one for 6 people.
Oh,
how
and
funny.
I missed it just like that.
Oh, like a resi snipe?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
At least you like have one.
Right.
You know?
At least I do for 4. I just want, because so it's going to be me, my brother, and I don't know who else, and his wife. And
oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah. You've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pumped.
My license plate is the Casa Bonita.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might get
one
too.
I was a little tipsy.
He's like, oh, yeah.
From the gift shop.
Yeah. I went
You're
a little
like,
ham at the gift shop. I got some Christmas ornaments. TJ got a skateboard.
I have a what should I do prompt if you guys want to do a little.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. It just popped up on Reddit last night and I was like, interesting. It's about a wedding.
Okay.
It says, what should I do? Best friend is cutting me out of her wedding after I already paid to be there because of my tattoos? Question mark. Okay, so this text is from the girl who wrote it to the bride. Okay. She goes, I am seriously at a loss. I'm not trying to be rude. This is your wedding and all decisions are yours at the end of the day. But what the hell happened? I'm so confused. Thank you for taking the time to talk on the phone last night to clear some stuff up. But honestly, I still have so many more questions because of it. I just don't understand why this is coming up now. If you want blank to be your maid of honor, you could have just said that. You know I have tattoos. You know the dress would show my arms and back. Why is this coming up when it's 2 months out? If something else is up, please let me know. I really want to make this work. I just need to know what's going on. And the bride said, hey, like I said, it's nothing personal as it's come down to planning now. And as much as I need you up there with me, we decided that for now, for the flow of things, it'd be better if you sat with my family for the ceremony. We'll still do pictures throughout the day and before, but the actual ceremony, it will just be better and less distracting if it's blank and blank up there. Basically saying not her. It's his family church, his family's church. And after talking with blank, his mom, we all agreed it's not a good look for their traditions and culture trying to honor that. And then she also showed the dress. This is the dress.
And the girl has tattoos. I think I read this one.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was thinking. I go, that it has to be something related to the church that they're concerned about.
Yeah.
If I was that bride, though, I'd be like, instead of just hurting the bridesmaid's feelings, have bridesmaids, but just don't have them stand up on the altar with you.
Yeah.
Like, or why would she just not get her a dress that covers her tattoos?
Yeah, but who wants bridesmaid dresses with like sleeves?
People have bridesmaids dresses with sleeves.
I guess so. But I don't see that many.
I think it's fucked up to be like she's already paid for it and everything. And she's now like, well, sorry, you're not in anymore.
I take that back about the sleeves. I guess I don't see sleeved bridesmaid dresses that much. But
I don't like when they come like this with the neck where they cover the neck.
I kind of like it. It's like kind of Victorian.
I don't like it either.
And it's just
the bridesmaid
like,
dresses?
And we're like any.
Or the bride. So you want to talk about my bride?
No, I was thinking of Patricia's, a wedding dress.
It did go up to like her neck.
Oh.
Not the whole time, though.
Not the whole time.
Yeah, she like had a reception. She had an outfit change. Right, but that was her dress she designed.
I'm saying, but like she changed it throughout the night. I'm saying like it just seems very stuffy to have like a dress that like for your entire wedding, it's just like you're in like a suit of armor. It feels a little constricting.
I like it. It looks Victorian.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
I like it.
But we're talking about the bridesmaid dresses.
This is a bridesmaid. Is this bride? I think, and the whole thing is like, I don't know. Obviously, the bride can decide what she wants to do, but I think it's a little fucked up to be like, hey, after you paid for all of this.
But it sounds like she's still getting all the benefits of the bridesmaid dress because she gets to still be in all the pictures.
I guess I would just be like, okay.
When you're not standing up there.
I think I would understand because it feels like it's not the bride's decision. It's more of a like cultural thing.
Yes.
And like, who am I to be like, well, fuck your culture. Like, I don't know.
True.
She should be a little bit more apologetic. Be like, I agree. This sucks. If I had it my way, I would have you up there by my side, girlfriend. I love you in the way that you are. Like, this just, I hate it. And I just want things to be easy.
I guess it's more
easy.
That. Yeah.
Maybe she did over the phone.
Maybe
she said they talked on the phone.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but she's talking about like the flow of things. Like, that's such a bullshit. Like, not real. It's
I'm wondering if she means like the flow of things with like his family.
Oh,
because they're
like
the ones who are like, this
ceremony.
Is not appropriate for the church or wherever they're getting married.
Yeah.
There's more context. Should I read it?
Yeah.
There's like a whole, I haven't read it like myself, so I don't know if it'll like add a lot, but like, yeah.
Because she's not like kicking her out as a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
She's just like, you just won't be standing up here because it's like,
Catholic.
Inappropriate for the church.
It's Catholic?
Catholic. Huh. Okay. I, 32 female, am heartbroken and kind of in shock. My best friend, 30 female, is getting married in September. We've been best friends for over a decade, and last year she asked me to be her maid of honor, which I happily agreed to. It's a destination wedding at a Catholic church where her fiancé's family is from. I bought my plane ticket and
the
hotel.
The destination is the Catholic church. Like,
it's a destination wedding at a Catholic church. It's probably, it's probably like at a destination, though.
Yeah, no, like it's just Italy funny that she didn't like say where.
Oh, yeah,
she just said at a Catholic church.
I know,
church.
I was like, where? I bought my plane ticket in a hotel room months ago. I bought my dress that she agreed upon and said it was okay for me to wear. It's not super modest, but she said it was fine. I spent over $2,500 already and have put countless of everything.
Girl, you're going to the wedding.
Like, yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Already planned, has spent countless hours into helping her plan this wedding. Her real wedding, as we call it. Worth noting, this is her second marriage. I was a bridesmaid at her first one. Her first one was more of a backyard venue thing, which is fine, but just saying it didn't cost anyone nearly as much. She called me a few nights ago and said she and her future mother-in-law had been talking and they're concerned about how my tattoos will be perceived at the ceremony. For context, I'm heavily tattooed, like from the top of my feet to my forehead. Oh my God.
Oh, that's a little much.
Mostly American trad and a blacked out arm. American trad?
Traditional.
Oh, trad wife. Okay. And a blacked out arm. I have three small face tattoos. They're tasteful. They're a big part of my identity.
Tasteful face tattoo.
You should come up. If it was a girl who had like a little rose on her arm, yeah. I'd feel bad for her. But it's like, yo, you tatted it.
The attention is going to be,
if I didn't know the bridesmaids and I'm at a wedding and like someone's like got face tats going on, yeah. I'd be like, oh. Looking at them the whole time.
I feel like she's gonna be like, and I also have like whiskers like sewed in.
Her tongue is split down the middle.
Nolan and I talked the other day. I was like, I feel like there used to be so many people like that. Like when we were young on TV that were like so
freak,
like
freak show.
They have like stuff in their like implants. Eyebrows to look like a lizard and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the split tongue.
Oh my God. Ugh. Okay. They're tasteful. Her face tattoos are tasteful.
Sure.
They're
I'm sorry. No respect to anyone who has face tattoos.
It's just like, it's a face
tasteful
tattoo.
Face tattoos. I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
They're tasteful as they're a big part of my identity, and she has never had an issue with them before. We talked again last night because I wasn't really comfortable saying my piece when it was both her and her mother-in-law. Now she's telling me that my tattoos will distract from the sanctity of the ceremony and that it's not appropriate for the setting. She said she's been thinking it might be better if I wasn't standing at the altar. And as the text says, I can sit up front with the family, but not her maid of honor anymore. I asked her if she was seriously going to uninvite me as maid of honor because I have tattoos. She said it's not personal. It's about honoring traditions of the church and the culture. She also isn't as religious as her fiance and in the past has had very conservative views about things like tattoos and piercings. So part of me suspects this isn't all her or that she's letting her mother-in-law and future in-laws push her around. She also brought up the dress, which again, she said was good, but and now she's said it's inappropriate for the venue. I offered to get a cover-up shawl or find something else, but it feels like she's looking for reasons to replace me. Worst part, she's already asked her younger sister if she would step in as maid of honor just in case I can't. Like maybe she changed her mind and wants to keep it a family-oriented event? But not even being offered now to be a bridesmaid instead. I love her and be honored to sit up front with her family, but that should have come up beforehand. It's too late for that. Everything feels like it's spiraling and I'm being kicked out for something I can't control. I feel blindsided. I've bent over backwards to help make this wedding work, spent so much money, and now she's acting like I'm an inconvenience or an embarrassment. I don't know what to do. Do I still go as a guest? Do I just eat the money and stay home? Do I call her out? Okay,
she needs to take a deep breath and realize this is not her wedding. And it does suck in this moment. And this bride feels terrible about making this decision. It does suck. And it's not her. It's the venue. It's everything else that's out of her control. Brides also need to have the least stress ever. Yeah. You, as just being a guest of being invited to someone's wedding, you want them to be having a great time. I think she needs to like let up on this bride and make her mental space a little bit more clear and not having to worry about pleasing her as a friend. And discuss and unpack this later. Still, you bought the ticket, take the ride, figure out what to do with the dress. I think the bride should at least let her wear the dress, attend the reception in the dress.
It sounds like she is.
Right. No, she said the dress isn't okay now.
Wear a shawl
in
the church.
She said that. She said, I offered to like get a shawl or something, but it just seems like the bride's like, she's trying to like make excuses.
She should just get that makeup that covers up tattoos.
If you really want to be up there, get the makeup. Cover up the whole thing.
It's literally like $5 on Amazon and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like offer up solutions. It doesn't sound like she even was like, can I get a different dress to cover things up and like get makeup to cover my face tattoos?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about like, she's stressing out trying to cover everything up and it's still like crazy. More distracting than ever.
I know.
Like, oh, hey, Rebecca.
It's so weird. The top comment is, I'm not the kind of person to hold a grudge with my friends, but if I was in your position, I would take a giant step back from this friendship. I'm so sorry you're in this position. I would not go to this wedding.
People on Reddit are also psychos sometimes in there.
And like someone else, like the next biggest comment is, you need to straight up tell her that you spent $2,500 to be there for that day. Don't beat her on the bush and ask her, what does she really expect you to
go
do?
Go to the wedding. Go to this destination. Be there for your friend. Yeah. Like, that's
because you're not up there for the 20 minutes of your 4-hour wedding. You're going to just like blow this all up. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. But also, I guess I would say, like, I don't really, I don't know. I didn't have like a Catholic wedding, but I didn't know that.
Which was disappointing.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, why would she even have to replace her? That's my question. It's like, I get like getting a replacement to stand up there,
to
but like, why
out
does it?
Groomsmen and bride.
I understand, but like, why does it, the title have to change? Like, why would it have to be like, oh, you're going to ask your sister to be your maid of honor now? Like, who's going to know? Like, why does it matter? But I don't know the like religious aspect to it.
Of maid of honor?
Yeah. Like, does that hold any weight? Or are you just like, she really doesn't want her to be her maid of honor anymore?
It's a destination. It's a church that they probably don't really have that much like of a connection to. Like, personally, where they just want it to please whoever is allowing them to have this wedding in this venue. And they don't want to do anything that's like offensive to them that would affect the flow of the wedding.
Yeah. I understand her being frustrated though. Like, why didn't this get figured out before? Like, why didn't?
Yes,
like,
I agree.
You should have told me before I spent all this money on this dress.
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand why. Like, why couldn't her? It just be like a bridesmaid up there. It's not like when they're walking down the aisle. It's like an MC being like, and now the maid of honor.
This is definitely the maid of honor.
Why is it called the best man?
Because he's the best.
But then, what's the groom?
The groom.
He's just the groom.
But
he's just
like
the
groom's best man.
Best man. It's like the first lady. It's like your right hand man.
Wouldn't he be the second best man though?
No, he's the best man to the groom.
Oh, it's the best man to the groom?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like my best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's my best friend.
Interesting.
But yeah, people have been changing it to like the best person.
Oh. Like gender neutral.
Yeah, in case like they have a different,
of course,
gender up
liberals,
there. Best person.
Gosh, what do they? What if it's a guy on the bridesmaid side? What do you call them? Bridesman or
girly?
Whatever they. A little.
Oh no, there is a name for it.
There is. I was just Remy had a bunch,
and I like forgot what. Tristan did it too.
Yeah. Well, no, Tristan for my wedding.
No, for a different wedding that he went to. I saw that he did that.
A brides. Yeah, bridesman.
I think Reggie did it too.
God, there's a name for it. I don't think it's brides.
Can look it up.
Maid.
Man.
Bridesman. Brides person.
Brides person.
Guy who's a bridesmaid name.
Did you see that? There was like a Fox News interview with Trump and it was like a Fox News host.
Man of honor would be the maid of honor or a bridesman.
Bridesman. Okay. This one was interviewing Trump and she's like, and all this pronoun stuff. And he goes, yeah, I don't really use pronouns. And she goes, oh, so you're fluid.
Yeah.
It's just like so good.
Oh,
bridesman.
What else is going on in the news?
What are things that you would never pay for on your phone because you feel like it's something you have to pay for on a computer?
Oh, like a flight.
Would you buy a flight on your phone? Or are you like, I got to sit on a computer
to buy?
Yeah,
it feels too chaotic on a phone.
Yes. A hotel I can buy on a phone. A flight, for some reason, I got to have
not even
tabs
a hotel.
Open.
Well, hotel,
I got to look at my options.
A flight just seems like there's so much going on. You need a screen.
Yeah. What about concert tickets? You buy that on a phone? Or sometimes you're like, I got to.
My Chemical Romance.
I normally do it on a computer.
Big screen. But if it's like a $20 ticket at Moroccan Lounge or like a small venue, I'll go right from Instagram. Sometimes don't even leave the Instagram app. Like I will use the Instagram browser, buy my ticket.
Yes.
And then it's good.
Yeah.
But you also do things where you edit like your content on your phone. I think that is insane.
Oh, that's, I
depends.
Don't like, I cannot
depends
do that.
Depends on what I'm editing.
I just, editing anything on the phone to me is like the most frustrating, inefficient, where you have to like pinch, hold, drag.
I know, I hate
and
it.
And you see like Gen Z kids, they're just like editing fucking movies on their phone that I don't do.
Like on
CapCut. CapCut though, like you can really kind of zoom in on the timeline. It's not that tedious. They make it kind of easy, but it depends on the type of video I'm making. CapCut desktop is really great. Like,
yeah
it's so much better than Final Cut. I'm like, what?
You like CapCut more than Final Cut?
Yeah, Final Cut. I think if it depends on the level of cinema that you're trying to like make, you can do more on it. But CapCut, it seems like what iMovie should have been this whole time.
Didn't CapCut just come out with something where like they now own all your content?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's
That's
like
what
they can
say.
They can do like anything they want with anything you've ever like
Like also, the new TikTok
can do that with anything you upload on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, I know. So, I'm like, I don't really care actually. But
yeah.
All they have is a bunch of our TikToks and reels because I use it for captions. Mm. I just use CapCut for captions.
I heard TJ told me that Instagram was coming out with like a new editing thing.
Yeah, they're trying to push it.
Wait,
yeah.
CapCut for captions, meaning putting text on a video? Uh-huh. You do CapCut.
Because they have auto, like they have the
Think I like to put the text on in TikTok because I think TikTok likes it when you put text with their own app. If they see that you, even though doesn't TikTok own CapCut?
Yeah.
But I think that they like it better that you're using the tools within the app to promote the video
That's
more.
True. I guess
That's
we could
my
do that.
Own little
No, I think you're probably right about that.
Yeah.
And then TikTok's going away again, apparently, in like 4 months. And there's a
I
new thing
know.
Called M.
Have but then I heard this? That was like not real, too.
I know that they're working on like making like an American version of TikTok. But hopefully everything just moves over, clearly.
But wasn't
no,
it like
I don't
you
think
only
that's
see
what's
Americans?
Happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like only American TikTok and it'll be. But yeah, I guess we don't know anything until it like actually happens. But
yeah, I feel like it's just like every other month. It's like, here it comes again.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm optimistic.
Where TikTok is edging us leaving.
Do you guys see the Epstein video release?
No. Wait,
did you see the news about this? That like they released the Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
Like files and Trump or they didn't release the files. And Trump was like, can we just move past this, guys?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's all a hoax. And then they released what they claimed was 24 hours of footage of Jeffrey Epstein's private cell to prove that he killed himself and that like no one came in but to the cell, but it was missing like 4 whole minutes that were like clearly cut out. And then like Wired looked at the video file and it turns out it was like uploaded into Adobe Premiere and
like
edited
twice.
And like saved 4 times. So they claimed that they put out this like unedited 24 hour video, but it's missing minutes and it's like clearly been edited. So it's like, they're feeling the conspiracy even more.
But Trump is so funny. Like he's like literally the most guilty person.
Yes.
Like he's like his tweets are just like, stop asking about Epstein. Like
yes.
It's literally like when you do something wrong.
24 hour footage of Epstein in his cell.
Or the outside of his cell.
Okay. Like to show no one came in or out.
Because like the theory is
that. Can you see into the cell?
No,
is
the
it
cell's
like bars?
Locked. It's closed.
Oh, it's locked.
It's
okay.
Closed. But the point is like.
I was like, what if he like was taking a poop?
Well, I'm like technically though, they could have filmed it at any time and put a different time.
Yeah, they also just could have lied about the timestamp.
4 minutes for someone to come in and kill him and leave. That's really fast.
Yeah.
Well, what time of day was the 4 minutes cut?
Well, there was one from like 11:59 to like midnight, which like maybe.
So he was asleep.
Oh, but like, it's not that hard. Dude, it takes under a minute to kill somebody.
You snap his neck.
Or, you know, you unlock the gate, you go in there, inject him with a thing and leave. And it's 8 seconds. And
so
then he's dead.
His body didn't have anything around his neck or stuff, but they said he killed himself. I thought he like hung himself.
I don't think they know. Like,
yeah, we haven't
seen the autopsy.
No,
I don't know.
Like,
true, have we?
There was an autopsy, but it was apparently done by the same guy who did like Martin Luther King's autopsy. And there's like conspiracies around that too. And like, the
How
whole
old
thing
is that guy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Great. Wait, Martin Luther King. Was he 20 years old? Looking at Martin King's.
Yeah, it was like might have been first one.
It could have been, yeah.
But it's like one of the only thing. Like I talked to some MAGA people like on Instagram and like just like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And it's always Trump is God, nothing, whatever. And this is the first thing.
Yeah.
That like it seems like MAGA is finally like, wait. Is he lying about this? And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, a lot of people were mad about it.
Yeah,
but
which
I have heard it's like
sick.
So I did hear someone say, well, he knows what he's doing. He's doing something
interesting. There is some cope along with it too now, but a new braid, Aaron?
A braid.
Remember when you were doing your crazy braids?
Oh yeah, no, I'm just gotta put it back.
Popping it up.
Crazy braids.
Cool. Should we descend the plane?
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Good Influences. If you didn't know it, we have a Patreon, so please check that out. Link is below. All the fun videos, episodes before they come out. Also, if you haven't already, leave a like, leave a comment, leave a review. It really helps us out. Thank you so much. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, they get a happy birthday.
All right, we'll talk about it next week. Bye, everybody.